A spokesman for the St. Louis County prosecutor says a grand jury is still meeting to consider charges against a Ferguson police officer in the shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown. Ed McGee, a spokesman for prosecutor Bob McCullough, sent an email to media organizations early Friday afternoon outlining plans for a press conference once McCullough is ready to announce the decision. He gave no timetable for the announcement. Activists and the family of Michael Brown are calling for calm once the grand jury decides whether to indict Officer Darren Wilson in Brown's August 9th shooting death. Brown's father, Michael Brown Sr., put out a video calling for peace, no matter what the decision. The Missouri Attorney General announced his office will implement new measures designed to make donating to his campaign more transparent. Democratic Senator Scott Sifton said recently that he is going to run for Missouri Attorney General in 2016. Despite allegations that Koster's office accepts thousands of dollars in campaign donations from lawyers of companies his office investigated, Senator Sifton said Koster has been a strong watchdog and champion for Missouri consumers.
I think the changes that he has made, the safeguards that he is implementing in his office are appropriate. I think the state of Missouri would be a better place if legislators would impose the same restrictions on themselves. And I challenge the Missouri House and Senate to follow Koster's lead on this issue.
Koster said he will no longer accept gifts of any value from registered lobbyists, which is currently legal for Missouri lawmakers to do. A battle is brewing over the leadership of the Missouri Republican Party as it looks toward a 2016 election, in which nearly all of the state's offices will be on the ballot. Republican consultant John Hancock says he plans to challenge State Party Chairman Ed Martin in a leadership election that will occur within the next couple of months. Hancock cites concerns over the party's finances. There have been times during the past year when the state party had just a few thousand dollars in the bank. Party Treasurer Dick Pearson says the finances are the worst he's seen in 10 years in the job. Martin says the party's finances are fine. He notes Republicans gained seats in both the state House and Senate in 2014 elections. More international students are traveling to Missouri to study. New figures from the Institute of International Education show more than 18,000 students were studying at a Missouri institution of higher education last school year. 23-year-old Morgan DeWolf from Belgium is attending journalism school at the University of Missouri this fall because she wanted to add an international perspective to her education.
I like it a lot here because it's very different from home. They give classes in with small groups, and we have discussions on topics rather than having a lot of students in front of one teacher talking.
The amount of international students studying in Missouri is up 5% from the previous year, and the University of Missouri-Columbia had the most international students with 2,576 in total. A plant in Boonville, Missouri, will lay off 250 people in January of 2015. Nordyne, a local furnace plant, will close doors in the beginning of 2015 and move the manufacturing business to Saltillo, Mexico. A plant in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, will also close down. Carrie Paletis, communication manager at Nordyne, told KBIA in an email that they announced the closures in early 2013 so that employees would have as much notice as possible. Jim Gann, director of business engagement at the University of Missouri and an economic developer in the city of Boonville, agrees they have had time to cope with the situation.
What we've tried to do is to be proactive and give the affected workers the a pathway where they could retrain themselves for other jobs that are available and jobs that will be available in the future.
Nordyne will still have an operation plant left in Tennessee. Small business owners in Ferguson say they're standing with protesters, but against any violence or looting. That was the message they delivered at a press conference this morning. Maria Altman reports.
The businesses along West Florissant Avenue are mostly boarded up, and owners say there is little else they can do except wait. Attorney Jay Kanzler represents several of those owners and says some of their businesses are barely hanging on. But he says those who live and work in Ferguson are not going anywhere, no matter what the grand jury's decision is.
We will wake up tomorrow and next week and next month right here in this community. So we need to decide what that community will be like tomorrow and next week and next month.
Several of the owners say they expect things to remain peaceful this time around. In the meantime, they say they'll just sit tight and pray. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.
a program focused on educating University of Missouri students and faculty on how to respond and help other members on campus who experience mental health issues, will be having their first event next month. Respond was announced at a launch and reception event on November 6th in the MU Student Center. David Wallace, the director of the MU Counseling Center, says the goal of the program is for people on campus to have the ability to help their peers, teachers, advisors, and friends if they are dealing with mental health issues.
We want people to know how to intervene, how to help them, how to get them to the help they need.
The first workshop will be held December 19th. For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis-Stump.